This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. The First Amendment protects the freedom to assemble peacefully and, incidentally, the freedom to loiter in front of downtown storefronts nationwide. And yet, shopkeepers persist in using any means possible to drive away teenage yobs, as the British call them, without sending away paying customers as well. John Metcalf is staff writer for The Atlantic Cities, where he wrote about some dubious examples of anti-loitering technology now being used in one British city, or UK city. John, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thanks.
Let's look at the city in Wales. This is in Cardiff, where they're experimenting with anti-loitering lighting. What does that do?
Well, it's a pink fluorescent light. And the idea is they put it in places where teenagers congregate, and it kind of highlights the acne on their skin.
That is just too cruel.
And so the thinking is the kids will be horrified when they see each other's spotty faces and, you know, run some other place.
Any evidence to show that this pink light, as horrible as it sounds, is effective?
Just anecdotal. One paper that wrote about it, they quoted a guy from the community saying he sees less drug activity, but I don't think there's been any formal studies about it.
If visual deterrents don't work, how about audio deterrents? Tell us about the mosquito.
Yeah, this is a pretty horrible device. It sounds like a mosquito is buzzing in your ear. It's made by a British firm, but it's been marketed all over the world. It's a little box, basically, and you put it on a business where loiterers congregate. And it plays a tone that supposedly only people under 25 can hear. It's this high-pitched buzzing. And I'm not sure how effective it is. The company that makes it has a couple case studies, but when a reporter actually checked up on it when they installed it here in D.C., they found that one guy was just sitting there thinking his watch was buzzing. Another person didn't hear it at all. A bunch of teens said they actually liked the tone. And it was eventually taken down by the city for being discriminatory and illegal.
Let's actually listen to some of these various age-specific frequencies by the mosquito. Now, there's an official product website for it. We're going to do a quick word-of-mouth consumer review. Here's the first frequency, supposedly only audible to individuals under 25. So if you're driving, you may want to turn down your radio just in case. Here it is. Okay, I can kind of hear it, but, you know, I'm going to admit now that I'm over 25. Not so bad. There's also one for the under 40 set. So, John Metcalf, is this like, you know, the sound only a dog can hear? You reach a certain age and this really bothers you? Or if you're a teenager, maybe you make a remix out of it?
Yeah, apparently your hearing kind of gets worse as you age. But the problem is that, I mean, babies can hear this, for one thing. When the company tried to put them up in Germany, the German government determined that babies and toddlers were at risk because the parents might not be able to hear this sound, but to the babies, just constant screeching.
Okay, so is it a coincidence that both of the pink lights and the mosquito device are of UK origin? I mean, is there a particular problem there?
I think UK in general is just more security conscious. I mean, they have a couple million security cameras just crammed into their country. I've heard things saying, you know, UK youth are much more in your face and obnoxious, but I don't know. I think it's just a cultural thing. They accept this, whereas...
Another audio deterrent, apparently, music that old people like.
Yes, yes. So this has been used all over America. Use Seattle as a case example. So throughout Seattle, businesses play classical music or opera. The idea is that kids are going to hanging out there, they're going to find this music be like painfully uncool, and they'll, you know, run away to some other place that has music they like. And it actually does seem to be working in a lot of cases. This professor who spoke about it to, I believe, the Seattle Times, said perhaps hearing music you don't like suppresses dopamine production in your brain and puts you in a bad mood. So there is possibly a neurological basis behind this. But walk along Seattle, you might hear a business playing It's a Small World over and over again. There was a McDonald's, this is kind of unfortunate, that played country music to deter loiterers that just happened to be black teenagers. There was a big hubbub in the press saying they were trying to use country music as a black youth deterrent, which you know, it's kind of problematic.
I'll say. Well, John Metcalf, thank you for joining us. Good things to take in mind.
It's a pleasure being here.
John Metcalf, staff writer for the Atlantic Cities. Now, you can find an article to his, find a link rather to his article and more by loitering a while at wordofmouthradio.org. I promise, no bright lights. Everyone looks much better on wordofmouthradio.org. Coming up, we're going to speak with the musician Adam Cohen about finding his voice and embracing the family legacy, which he thinks he's finally daring to do. That's when Word of Mouth continues after a break.